Nolte, parents of 9-year-old Chiefs fan threaten suit against far-left Deadspin. By John Nolte on December 4, 2023. Deadspin, a far-left, racist sports outlet that spreads conspiracy theories about children, will hopefully be sued by the parents of a 9-year-old Kansas City Chiefs fan smeared by the McCarthyite outlet. In late November, the bullies at Deadspin publicly defamed 9-year-old Holden Armenta with lies. Deadspin published a photo of the little boy without blurring his face and falsely accused him of racism for wearing blackface and culturally appropriate for wearing an Indian headdress. "It takes a lot to disrespect two groups of people at once," the fake Deadspin report said. But on Sunday afternoon in Las Vegas, a Kansas City Chiefs fan found a way to hate black people and the Native Americans at the same time. There were a few problems with the story. Everything was a lie. Everything. Young Holden was not wearing blackface. Half of his face, the only half Deadspin showed its stupid readers, was painted black. But the other half was painted red. Red and black are the Kansas City Chiefs' colors. Face painting is not at all uncommon in sports. But why would Deadspin check out a story when defaming a little kid brings the clicks and allows Deadspin to feel virtuous while bullying a child? And shouldn't a purported sports outlet know the Chiefs' colors? Know that fans face paint, and use that knowledge to dig a little deeper before attempting to turn a small child into this week's Emmanuel Goldstein? I think so, but then I want to be able to live with myself. Oh, there was one more problem. Not that there is anything wrong with cultural appropriation. But it turns out that young Holden is part American Indian. His father and grandfather are affiliated with the Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians. And so, even by the oh-so-virtuous and deliberately impossible standard of America's woke Gestapo, young Holden Armenta did nothing wrong. There was no blackface. Period. And he was honoring his own Indian heritage. Not appropriating it, again, cultural appropriation is a good thing, and people should do more of it. But the conspiracy theorists at Deadspin have still not retracted or deleted their obvious attempt to cloak in virtue a demonic desire to destroy an innocent boy, so his parents have threatened suit. A letter from the legal firm of Claire Locke LLP to Deadspin reads in part: "These articles, posts on X, and photos about Holden and his parents must be retracted immediately. It is not enough to quietly remove a tweet from X or disable the article from Deadspin's website. You must publish your retractions and issue an apology to my clients with the same prominence and fanfare with which you defamed them." Per the far-left News Nation, Claire Locke is also the same firm that helped Dominion Voting Systems win a $787.5 million settlement against Fox News. What is it with the corporate media's relentless targeting of children for destruction? If the media are not calling on mothers to butcher their children through abortion, they encourage parents to permanently mutilate their children to appease the trans gods. And then the media demands we send little kids into the horrors of the public education system. And now, to top that off, as we saw with the kids from Covington Catholic High School, the corporate media will attempt to bury children in public disgrace with straight-up lies. Evil's desire to destroy innocence is insatiable. Let's all hope young Holden's parents sue these fascist monsters out of business. Targeting innocent children should be an offense that permanently drives you out of polite society. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.